Proclamation number 8728, dated the January 17th, 1964. Explanation of blessing. Everything leads to the salvation of your soul as soon as you entrust yourselves to me and my grace. Then you will also clearly feel my grace, since I will always walk by your side as your guide, and you will be relieved from your own responsibility. As long as you are not perfect, as long as you are still living on earth, you will be weak and need support in order to reach your goal. You will need the one who walks by your side at all times, who watches your every step and protects you from falling when the path is narrow and perilous. Thus you should always commend yourselves to him. You should ask him to help and protect you. You should ask him to bless you and all your thoughts, intentions and actions. You should ask him to be your aid, to whom you can entrust yourselves in order to safely walk your earthly path. You should never forget this request for my blessing. You should not start your day without first having commended yourselves to me in my care, but then you can be sure that every path is right and every deed you do is good. Then your life will also guarantee the maturing of your soul, because you will completely entrust yourselves to me, because you will have handed yourselves over to me and no longer want to live your life without me. Thus my blessing is a very important factor which should not be disregarded, since a way of life blessed by me can only lead to the right goal, to the final union with me. And I will not withhold my blessing from anyone who asks for it, who consciously asks me for my blessing. Because my blessing means the flow of my strength of love, it means the Father's guidance, who wants to guide his child to the right goal. And truly, you cannot ask for anything better than my blessing, no matter what you undertake. I will grant you this request spiritually and earthly. I will guide your thoughts in the right direction spiritually and earthly, and spiritually and earthly you may experience my obvious help. For then you will prove to me that you desire me and my love, and that you love me too, or you would not desire my presence, which you are always guaranteed by my blessing. But you should know that a true blessing can only be given by me, because a blessing is a ray of grace which love wants to give to the object of its love, and this ray of grace can only originate from me. Thus only I myself can bestow a blessing. You humans can indeed pray and petition me to send this ray of grace to another person, but you yourselves are unable to give a blessing, because you are not yet able to radiate strength, since you have too little yourselves. You can only pray on behalf of someone who is weak and powerless that I should send him strength. You can appeal to me to give him a blessing, i.e., to touch him with my ray of grace. And thus a silent prayer will always suffice. If you want to help a fellow human being, then you entrust his weaknesses and faults to me at the same time, and you implore me to send a flow of grace to this person, which I will surely do if love urges you to such a prayer and if the will of the weakened person does not openly resist me. It always depends on your love, which takes pity on those who are weak, vulnerable and sinful in your surroundings, and such a silent prayer will not fail to have the desired effect. But large-scale blessing events lose their significance as soon as they are turned into an externally visible formality by people who believe they are bestowing my blessing and yet only make gestures. A heartfelt relationship and a sincere prayer for my blessing is out of the question in view of the many people who expect much benefit for their soul's salvation and yet feel neither an influx of divine strength of love nor an inner beatification, since my presence cannot be expected to be where thoughts are merely earthly orientated, where only external customs are observed and a profound inner union with me is impossible during such mass meetings. A most profound inner union with me ensures the person's right to bestow my flow of grace on his fellow human being, if the person sincerely asks me for it. Yet this inner union is largely non-existent in those who carry out acts of blessing and thereby believe themselves to be of service to me or to be helping their fellow human beings. Render genuine intercession on behalf of your fellow human beings and support them with kind thoughts, but do not believe that you can give them my emanation of grace yourselves by making a gesture of blessing. Even the word blessing has, to a greater extent, already become a concept of formality, yet it means nothing else than to kindly intercede on behalf of a fellow human being. And this is to arise from deep within the heart and should not become a visual gesture. For you know that I have no pleasure in any external formality, that every outward action soon loses its deeper spiritual meaning, but that I am very pleased with every heartfelt thought, and that at an appeal to provide a fellow human being with strength always fills my heart with joy. But this can be the case everywhere and without being externally recognizable when loving people endeavor to ease spiritual and earthly adversity. However, all people need a supply of grace and every will to help is already a thought of blessing which I gladly fulfill, and I grant my protection and my grace to everyone who is entrusted to me by the love of a fellow human being. Because no person can reach his goal without my help. And you should request this help for yourselves, but also pray for those who have too little strength of their own to make direct contact with me, who still need a lot of strength and grace before they are so closely attached to me that I can permeate them with my eternal love's emanation of grace. You need my blessing and should request it every day in you by asking me to always take care of you, to permeate you with strength and to give you my grace. And you should request the same from me in loving intercession for your neighbor. Then you are also asking me for my blessing on his behalf. And you should say all such prayers in the privacy of your closet. No one needs to see the external characteristics that you are contacting me. For everything that is outwardly recognizable can easily turn into a formality and increasingly lose its real meaning. Your prayer should be heartfelt and short, so that it does not turn into a mechanical action which soon loses its value and distracts you from true effort which alone helps you to mature. Amen.